This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Friday afternoon. Normally at the beginning of the show, we try to do some pithy, witty, goofy, funny stuff. We don't have time for that today because she only has a limited window to visit with us. This story from Fox 4, more safety concerns are coming from Kansas City's West Side. A video from a surveillance camera shows a pedestrian being hit by the driver of a dirt bike in the Crossroads District. The video comes from a weekend Cinco de Mayo celebration in the busy restaurant district along Southwest Boulevard. The biker appears to be popping a wheelie and speeding when he hits the walker who is trying to cross the street. The dirt bike driver stops briefly and then drives away. This comes after stories that David Lopez, the owner of Manny's, is thinking of closing up his restaurant because of all the sideshow issues in the Crossroads District.
The New York Post picked up this story yesterday, and so we got in contact with Chief Stacy Graves. Very busy schedule, and we really appreciate you taking the time. But I think it is time to have the conversation because, Chief, so many of our listeners are saying, why can't you just round all of these street racers up and throw them in jail? And I don't think it's that simple, but what is being done?
Well, yeah, you're right. It's not that simple, but I can tell you we 100% absolutely are out there enforcing on our street racers. There is one part that's a little bit challenging. Yeah, you know, it's easy to say you could round everyone up, but there are many times where these vehicles are eluding police or not stopping when we obviously are trying to stop them. That is something that's challenging. And as law enforcement, that's what you got to think about. You have to balance public safety with the risk versus reward if you're going to continue to pursue, especially if you are pursuing one of these vehicles in a highly populated area, specifically with pedestrian traffic. That's something that we have to balance in that, but we continue to escalate our enforcement. Just last fall, I authorized stop six on four-wheeled ATVs. We've never done that before. We have pulled in reinitiated our what we call our entertainment district folks, where we take officers from all across KCPD, and we focus them in and around these areas where some of these street racing and some of the car break-ins have occurred. Even this weekend, I've got some of our officers on mandatory overtime just to address these issues. We have been working with the city on several different ordinances for street racing burnouts, from everything up to $1,000 fine to 6 months in jail. Even being a spectator within 200 feet of one of these sideshows, you can be fined. Wheelies, that's absolutely dangerous behaviors. You could have seen how one of those ATVs did that wheelie as they were running over our officer.
Yes.
This lawless, dangerous behavior is absolutely unacceptable. I will continue to enforce and escalate our enforcement as we address a lot of these challenges and issues. Even our state laws, we've got some state laws going to effect this summer where it's a statute prohibiting stunt driving, burnouts, wheelies, where it goes all the way from a Class B misdemeanor to a Class E. And I'm going to tell you, like, I'm also working with city council right now on confiscating vehicles. This is what's worked in other major cities
yes.
in the United States, which who are also facing the same issue. But they have been able to confiscate vehicles. Some cities even crush vehicles. So I'm going to continue to work on behalf of the people who have to are experiencing some of this, especially these businesses. Just Kansas Cityans out enjoying a good time. Specifically, this has been going on west side, the downtown corridor. There's a lot of great businesses in and around there, a lot of fun to be had. It's a real draw for Kansas City. And so as the police department and the chief of police, it's my duty to make sure that these areas are safe. Businesses can be successful.
But Chief Graves, we roughly know when these things are going to occur, where they're going to occur. Is there a way to box them in when they do?
So sometimes we don't know when they're going to occur, but that's why we utilize our helicopter in these situations. We will, obviously, the aerial support is priceless, but we do have policies of, you know, not doing what we call roadblocks. But we are getting creative. We are thinking out of the box, and we are looking at ways of how we can accomplish that mission. And, you know, if we do give them a way out, they will be met with stop sticks. But in addition to that, and for those of you who don't know what stop sticks are, that's when we deploy those spikes where when a car drives over them, it deflates the tires. Obviously, that's a challenge when you have a two-wheeled vehicle yeah. where obviously you could create some kind of a dangerous situation. But we're continuing to look at all kinds of different ways to make sure that we are not only enforcing and but just not dispersing.
I'm glad, Chief, that you brought up the other communities who are dealing with this. This got really bad as far back as 5 years ago in St. Louis. It's still out of control there. You said you have talked to other communities. How have other cities successfully handled this when it really is a game of whack-a-mole? I mean, you guys can, you know, flood into one area and try to stop it on, you know, corner A, and then a lot of times these groups just move to corner B.
Right. You know, and that's what's so demoralizing, to be honest, for our officers, is that we're going in there and we're mostly dispersing them just because they elude law enforcement. But, you know, that's why you have to step up your game in law enforcement. You got to be a little bit more strategic or employ a lot more officers, which, again, that's why we have mandatory overtime this weekend specifically for this issue, to where when we do locate, you know, the group where, you know, whether they're mobile or in a parking lot, that we could make sure that we coordinate our efforts, round them up, as you'd say, and make sure that there's enforcement action. Let me tell you something else. We've got some businesses out here who have allowed some of this behavior in their parking lots. We're working with our city services hand in hand to make sure that we also address those businesses that are allowing this behavior, burnouts and whatnot, and this, you know, this reckless behavior to happen on their properties without calling 911.
What is the age group we're talking about here? Are these late teens, 20-somethings, 30-somethings?
I think that's what's the misconception is. These people are not kids. I mean, are some of these kids out here, or some of the people on the motorcycles and the ATVs, are some of them youth? Yes. But we've, you know, the person that we arrested who you know, ran over yes. our officer, I believe he was in his late 20s.
He was an older guy, yes.
Yeah. Yes. Right. And this wasn't his first contact with officers.
So by and large, you know, Chief, our listeners are huge fans of confiscating the cars and then demolishing,
yes.
crushing the cars. Have other Me cities too. Done that? And what law would allow you to do that? I mean, it's still private property, but I think the community would rally behind, let's mm-hmm. send a message and just start crushing the cars.
In front of them.
Yes, yes, there are some cities, we've done some research, that they actually crush the cars in front of them. That would have to be an action by the state. We have been down at Just City with the presence and have, you know, discussed that legislation. We weren't able to make that across the finish line this session right here, but that's something that's still on our definitely to-do list. And if we can do that at any time, that's definitely the way that we'll be going. But like I said before, we're working with city council to try to get, you know, even if we can take someone's vehicle away for 30 days, I'm good with that. But we do need that as part of one of the tools for law enforcement to address these issues.
Could you auction them off?
You know, when a car is impounded for a certain period of time, it just automatically gets auctioned off. Yeah.
So Louisville's one of the cities that passed an ordinance got to allow these cars to be crushed. I just do think, Chief, that would send a message personally. And I know there's some legislative hoops we would have to get through to do that. Mm-hmm. But I think that's probably the only thing that's going to stop this, really.
Right. And, you know, the unfortunate attention, international attention, by the way, you know, of what happened to our officer, you know, has made its rounds. And I think that's why there's a continued focus, and probably even like the publications that you mentioned before, while they're specifically mentioning, you know, Kansas City, is because of that. And so I think that the more awareness that goes out, one, I don't like the look of our city when these things come out. You know, these publications that are nationwide. I think it gives a picture of Kansas City. Yeah, we have problems, but I think it's exaggerating that just a bit. I hate that look for us, because Kansas City has so many great things going on. But and part of those great things going on is the legislation that we do have moving through to address, you know, some of these street racers. But either way, we're going to continue to work until we get there. And in the meantime, between now and when we have the ability to confiscate vehicles, we're going to be out full force and continuing to escalate the enforcement on the people that are doing this illegal, reckless behavior on our streets.
But, Chief, I don't think you would find three bigger champions of Kansas City than you, Dana, and me. And I don't recall if Dana mentioned this earlier in our interview, but you've got the UK Daily Mail referring to Kansas City as the Mad Max-style city after 8 p.m. I mean, that is not good.
No, and again, I think this is a nationwide issue. I'm part of the Major City Chiefs Association. We talk about this amongst other pressing issues. But if that tells you something, like, this is one of the topics that we talk about when we convene a couple times a year. You know, is the street racing? It's become somewhat of a culture. I talked to a chief on the West Coast just yesterday. And, you know, he had heard about it. I know him. He contacted me. He said, hey, this is what we do. They can confiscate their vehicles in California. Yeah. It's only for 30 days, but that's still that penalty. I think, you know, we still need to work that way. And I think we're going to get that accomplished in our city council here soon.
Chief, I know you're short on time. We want to thank you for it and keep us posted, especially with any new tools that you guys are handed to fight this that we have seen in other cities. And we will keep our eye on the topic as well. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. I just want Kansas City to know, I want your listeners to know, your police department, your Kansas City, Missouri Police Department is all in on this. You know, I say mandatory overtime, but I'm telling you, some of these guys just want to get out there. They want to make our streets safer. And, you know, like I said, it's very frustrating for officers when some of these vehicles elude us. But, you know, we've got to look at the risk versus reward.
Yeah.
But, we'll continue to enhance enforcement. We'll continue to strategically address the situation until people do not feel comfortable doing this on the streets of Kansas City.
Good.
Chief Stacey Graves, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So at 2:35, we're going to visit with retired Kansas City, Missouri Police Captain Mark Terman, good friend of the program. He's going to weigh in on the situation in the Crossroads District, where you have restaurants, some as well known as Manny's, threatening to close up shop because of the sideshows.
They're letting their staff go at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
which is typically their rush.
Normal dinner rush hour, yeah. Manny says they're letting their staff go at 8 o'clock because they don't feel safe. Now, I chatted with the chief here just a moment ago. They never got a police report on the dirt bike that is seen on surveillance striking that woman over the weekend on Southwest Boulevard. So, you know, if you were there, if you were a witness, if you saw this, police want to talk to you. And I've seen the video. There's no way she didn't go to the hospital.
Why didn't she file a report?
He popped a wheelie and plowed into her at a pedestrian crosswalk.
In the middle of the day.
I don't know that it was the middle of the day, but this was on Southwest Boulevard, sort of down by, you know, where all of the authentic, like old school, like El Pueblito is down there. This is like, I don't know, 23rd? It's across from the West Side Fountain.
It's Southwest Boulevard and Summit, roughly. If you're talking El Pueblito,
yes.
La Bodega is right there. So it's Southwest Boulevard just west of I-35, which is the main corridor for Southwest Boulevard.
Can I say what everybody's thinking? If you want legitimate Mexican food,
this is where that happens.
That's where you go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, true Mexican storefronts that serve food over the counter in those storefronts.
So how did – I don't know how they don't have a – I don't know. I don't know how they don't have a
police report. Well, she didn't file one.
Yeah. Anyway, if you have got to call police on this. Because the idiot on the dirt bike that struck her just left, like the guy that almost killed the police officer.
Well, no, Danny, you're wrong about that. He stopped for a couple of seconds and then drove off.
And by the way, La Bodega is where I've experienced it multiple times on a Friday evening sitting on the patio. About 8:30, they come through in droves. And by the way, that light is red and not a single one stops.
You know,
I was thinking about this last night. You almost wish there would be no way. You know where I'm going with this. There would be no way to do this without putting the law-abiding public at risk. Mm-hmm. But you know those spikes that you're not supposed to drive over the wrong way when you return a rental car?
Yes.
You just wish that somehow they had those.
Maybe flip them over their handlebars?
And I'm telling you, Scott, just once. Just once. And then maybe, now nobody's playing around. Because I said to Dan out in the newsroom, and I know that like the vigilante justice is not a good thing, and I'm not saying we do this. But so help me God, if that dirt bike had hit somebody I was on, he would not have gotten back on that bike. He would not have gotten back on that bike.
But I think it's worth noting what Chief Graves said to us was that these are not 18 and 19-year-old kids.
How embarrassing is that? That these are sometimes men in their 30s and 40s.
I was talking to Mark Terman, who will join us at 2:35, former police captain. And I said, are we talking about 18-year-olds? What are we talking about here?
No.
And he said, no, I used to have a neighbor. I won't give the address. He said he was part of these gangs, for lack of a better term. And that's not the term that Mark used. He goes, this guy was in his 40s. I go, was he not hugged enough as a child? And he goes, Scott, that's a question you have to ask them, because I don't know. What is the point?
Well, and to Chief Graves' credit, if you look this up, cities around the country are scrambling,
right.
Like Louisville, Kentucky, scrambling to figure out how to fix this.
This has been going on for decades on the coasts.
Yeah,
it's a big thing in California.
We're late to the party, yeah.
And now it's making it to the Midwest.
Well, but it always moves in like that.
Yeah.
I mean, everything, smoking bans, sideshows, everything starts out there and then moves into the Midwest.
If they can do in a civil forfeiture, and I hate those laws, you know that, where they could take $1,000 from you because they're not sure where that came from. We've heard of police departments doing this, right?
Yeah.
Why can't they forfeit, or why can't there actually be a law like right now where if you are caught at one of these things, we've got license plate readers, okay? We have helicopters, we have drones, we have all those things. If your car, ATV, or motorcycle is caught up in one of these things, whether you are a spectator or a participant, you no longer get that car. It is forfeited under civil forfeiture laws. We take it. I do believe they should crush it, and I think they should do it publicly.
But to quote from the police chief, that is something for the Missouri legislature to do. They've tried. They've gone to Jeff City. They're trying to get them to pass laws for that. But how many of these ATVs and dirt bikes do you think really have a license plate?
Not a single one.
Not a single one of them.
Bingo.
I would be.
So you can't do a license plate reader on them.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I would be willing to bet many of them weren't purchased by the person riding them.
I was even thinking of a gigantic grappler. You know the Grappler 6000 that goes pew, pew, and it stops the cars.
What does it sound like?
Pew, pew, pew. It stops the cars they're chasing.
Why can't we just Grappler 6000?
No, I just made that up.
Oh, okay.
It's the Grappler, but I call it the Grappler 6000 because it sounds way better. We need some huge dragnet, like actually a dragnet. Like, think about it. Like, in Spider-Man movies, that would come down, take all of them, and then we would take it straight to Deffenbaugh.
No, you just said a public demolition.
We would do it one time, and then this problem would take care of itself.
Go ahead.
There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these guys, and there is one particular weekend every single year, I can't remember it, when it turns into thousands. I mean, I was driving down Metcalf, and I was trying to turn left on Metcalf, and all these guys were headed downtown. I was driving down Metcalf at 95th Street trying to turn left. I had to sit there for 24 minutes waiting for these guys to drive by.
Not if you had the Grappler 6000.
I wouldn't have bet to run into any of them.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Don't forget Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, let's bring in former Kansas City, Missouri Police Captain Mark Terman, a good friend of the program, on the KMZ Hotline. Mark, good afternoon. Hello, welcome.
Thanks, Scott. Hi, Dana.
Hey, Mark. I hate to blame this on the pandemic, but if you look back, there was a significant spike in this type of activity after about 2020. In Salt Lake City, Utah, calls to police reporting street racing went up 476%. So it's not a uniquely Kansas City problem, but the headlines are not a good look, and there has to be a solution here. What is it?
Well, excellent point about 2020, and if you'll recall, go back a little bit further. 2017, we started seeing this, 2016, but it didn't get the attention that it's got now because it's grown and it's everywhere. So let's look at this from a holistic attitude. You have the PD, you have the Senate, the state Senate, you have the city. What else can we do? And that's the big question. Well, you and I all know that there are people that can see stuff and know stuff, and they can make the call in. I think the police department should also be working with the people who sell those motorcycles, because they're going to get all this information of where to meet up from some central point. And working with, not against, with those dealers who are selling the motorcycles, they want good people, and they want people using their products responsibly. I think that's all important. And I think going through the intelligence aspect, as Scott, you rightly stated, that I know personally of a place that, you know, it's kind of questionable what this person does. And I've alerted some authorities from time to time that this person may be out and about with a whole group of people. And it's enraging. A couple other things I thought of, too, and we haven't really talked about. We've talked about confiscation. We got to do loss of licenses for sure. We have to do loss of insurance. Huge fines for that. I think that would make a huge difference also for people who are participating in that.
But to the people who are participating, Mark, who are we talking about? Age, socioeconomic status, who are we talking about?
Well, see, that's the big mystery. And as far as I can tell, it's across the board from 16 through 40. And then again, look at what the police department, they arrested the guy who ran over our officer. The police department arrested him and then arrested the father for, it looks like, hindering and interfering. So it's across the board.
I just don't understand, from an enforcement standpoint, this is started on social media where you have hundreds, sometimes thousands of people heading to one intersection. You're not going to prevent it. And to me, when they go in and try to throw down stop sticks, we had the very serious injury of the officer. And what they maybe made 4 or 5 arrests that night. But this is whack-a-mole. I said this earlier, Mark, you're going to get a couple of them. But without something that really hurts, taking 2 or 4 of these guys off the street is not going to change the behavior of the 1,000 other guys that are going to continue on.
Well, I totally agree. I'll give you another great example. 150 Highway on the south side of the city. At 8 o'clock tonight, I guarantee you, between 8 and 10, If you go out and sit off the side of the road around Holmes or Warnell off 150 Highway, you will see people going full out well over 100 miles an hour on their motorcycles. With guaranteed. You'll see it tonight. And getting those people, as irresponsible as they are, I mean, the State Patrol could help out as well. That would be a great, great resource to tap into. But it's happening literally all over the city. Another friend of mine said that they had a dinner ruined the other day. They were downtown off the boulevard, and, yep, the motorcycles came through at 4:30 in the afternoon and actually destroyed their
dinner. Wait, 4:30 in the afternoon?
4:30. Yep. So it's all over the place, and it's got to be it's I think finally it's being seriously addressed. I'm sure Chief Graves, I know her. She's a great gal. She's doing a great job with the best that she can. And I think it's finally got the attention that it's needed.
And Mark, a lot of this is driven by social media groups. There are entire Instagram pages, Facebook pages dedicated to videos from these meetups or even scheduling these meetups. Is there any mechanism to attack it from that front?
Well, it's certainly the intelligence perspective. I mean, why aren't we tapping into the intelligence? My guess is we're about to. So I think the game is finally changing, and we're putting serious resources to it.
Mark, would you be willing to dress up as a ATV riding ne'er-do-well and okay. infiltrate some of these groups? And we will give you a handle if you'd like one.
Oh, my God. I'm such a nerd. There's no way.
You don't think you would fit in?
No, I would not fit in.
I can just see. Does anyone want to meet up tonight on Southwest Boulevard to do some rebel rousing?
I'll be wearing my helmet.
I can wear a helmet. That, you know, it protects me from getting injured anyway. So
your handle would be 10-2, baby. 10-2.
10-2.
10-2.
Spelled
10-2.
Out. Spelled out. TNANDTWO.
Hey, deep undercover. Good chat.
Good chat.
What? Hey, Scott, I do hope, as we spoke earlier, invite some of those folks who are doing this. Invite them on. See what they have to say. I would love to hear
say
what they have
to what? Say. What? To say what to these idiots,
and,
Mark?
And here is exactly what Mark and I talked about. What is the point? What is the point of driving down Southwest Boulevard or through the crossroads in front of Manny's.
Wrecking everyone else's night.
Exactly. Were you, and I've used this line a couple of times this week. Were you not hugged enough as a child? Did your mother and dad not love you? Do you just need attention at the age of 40 that you're so immature that you have to pop wheelies going down Southwest Boulevard? What is wrong with you?
Mark, I'm telling you, I walked out of a grocery store a few weeks ago. I was telling the guys this. And I was looking at my phone. There was no one coming. I was walking to my car in the crosswalk. And a gigantic mud-flapped monster truck pulled up, you know, not too far away from me. He let me cross. And right as I got in front of the truck, he hit that exhaust, and it was like a jet engine. Mm-hmm. It scared me to death. And I remember thinking the same thing, Scott. What is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. It was like noon on a Tuesday.
And Mark and Dana, Sam, it's okay to be a little bit immature. I mean, I laugh at farts, and I find movies like, you know, Happy Gilmore to be really funny. But I'm not hurting anybody. I'm not bothering anybody. I'm not demanding somebody's attention at their detriment. I'm just minding my own business. These guys are riding up and down Southwest Boulevard. Sam has been out with his girlfriend Mary Beth at La Bodega, and they're trying to have a nice meal on the outdoor patio, and here come these morons who desperately need attention because they weren't given it when they were younger.
Okay, let me throw this out, and people are going to disagree with it. Years ago, we had a street racing issue, and we got with one of the tracks around here, and we started really putting it out there that, hey, if you want a street race, don't do it on the street. Come to the track. And you know what? People showed up. Secondly, is that we reduced the amount of street racing. I think that this is, and Stacey talked about it, that there are lots where people are showing off and doing their thing. I think we need to do the same sort of approach, this community policing approach, where we go out and we have an area for people to do that. If they want to do wheelies and do all that stuff, that they can go there and do it, you know, safely. It's not safe, but at least in a controlled environment where you're not disturbing people and you're not going to get hit by another car going through a crosswalk. I think there should be an outlet somewhere. And I think that's, if you got somebody on the air to talk about it, I think they'd love to get an outlet.
But Mark, I don't disagree with you, but isn't part of the rush, the adrenaline kick,
Breaking the law,
bothering people, ruining their night, controlling their event?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
It's really more of, hey, I'm showing off my bike and what I can do and look at the tricks I can do. Hmm. You know, some of the stuff, if you watch it, it's pretty darn cool. So let's get them to a place where they can do it legally and not bother other people. I think they'd be in support of that.
I don't deny that, except we've said this before, and, you know, details always get in the way of great ideas. Who the hell's going to insure that, Mark?
Mm. Well, that's a part of the question for sure.
Maybe we ask them to all sign a waiver that says, I'm going to be an organ donor, and if it happens to occur here, I waive you of all liability.
Hey, you got to have some sort of waiver, that's for sure.
Exactly. Right.
Is there not a major element, though, of, quote, sticking it to the man?
Yeah.
I mean, these are dirt bikes and four-wheelers. If they wanted to do wheelies, they could do it on dirt, not down a busy thoroughfare.
Yeah, I'm a Jeep person. I love my Jeep, right? And there are Jeep clubs across the city, and the Jeep clubs, they will go out, and they do these great caravans, and they'll go bomb around on these courses throughout Missouri and Kansas. Some people go to Arkansas. And they have a great time. And it is a load of fun. Why not establish something similar for these people doing the riding? And this is where I say the partnership between the PD and the stores that are selling these motorcycles and dirt bikes and four-wheelers, you could do something like that. People, if you come together, instead of just trying to use a hammer, let's think creatively. So let's throw that out there. Maybe we'll have the KMBZ dirt bike park.
No. Don't you dare. All right, Mark Turman, we love you, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you all.
Hey, 10-4, 10-2.
10-4.
John Grayson joins us in the 3 o'clock hour. If you missed the news today, John Grayson is retiring. His last day on the air was today. He'll visit with us in the 3 o'clock hour. Dan and I were talking about this during the break. Kansas City, Missouri police say a man was found dead in the stairwell of a parking garage at 11th and Wyandotte early this morning. A security officer was patrolling the area around 2:30 when the officer discovered the man lying in the stairwell in the garage. The man had obvious trauma to his body, but they have not identified the cause of death. It's a murder. Investigators are hoping security footage will help in the investigation.
As a woman, I will tell you, and this sort of sometimes is a uniquely woman thing. I said to Scott during the break, I don't know what happened here. I don't. I really hope this was not someone just trying to get to their car that was parked and get home.
Maybe it was a drug deal gone bad.
I have a bad feeling. And we don't know.
We don't know.
It could be any number of things. But I left downtown today after an event, and I got off the elevator and went into the parking garage. And so broad daylight out.
Yeah.
But I was the only one in the elevator. And when I got off, I was the only one in that parking garage. And this is not a Kansas City thing. This is I'm a woman in any parking garage anywhere in the world thing. I had my hand on my bird alarm and my other hand on my Facebook panic button, my iPhone panic button. Head on a swivel. I had to walk maybe 50 feet to my car, Sam. I don't trust anybody in a parking. You could be my mother, and I would say, back away, give me 20 yards.
Okay.
I mean, it's certainly a big city thing, and, you know, Kansas City's smaller on the big city list, but these concerns don't exist in...
Oh, when I heard parking garages.
Parking garages in the middle of the country.
Oh, my God, if that's someone just going, we will follow that story and let you know what that turns out to be.
So the man who crashed his car through Jennifer Aniston's front gate appeared in court.
Oh, he's a gem.
Jimmy Wayne Carwile. He faces up to 3 years in prison. He appeared in court today or yesterday without his shirt on.
No, he was shirtless, draped in a blanket, and the attorney
was he clothed underneath.
I don't know, Scott. The attorney on record said, "We promise he won't go near Ms. Aniston." And the judge said, "No, I am ordering him under no circumstances is he to have any contact with her at all." For 2 years, it says he has been leaving her emails, messages on social, you know, and all kinds of social posts.
Voicemails, too,
then
right?
Then it said voicemails.
How did he get her phone number?
How does a man that doesn't wear a shirt to court, mumbling at his shoes, get Jennifer Aniston's phone number?
Line forms to the left, ladies.
No, but seriously, how does he get her phone number?
There are ways.
That is a fortress, too, Sam. Have you seen her house?
Calling that a house is an insult to
all
houses.
It's a compound. It is a compound.
And the fact that she has private security 24/7 tells me that this isn't the first time that she's had issues with a super stalker.
I guarantee it. He thinks they're married, Sam. In some of his posts, he was like, my beautiful bride, and I'm your perfect man. I'm like,
didn't he also refer to himself as God?
Yeah, he's crazy.
Yeah.
They've ordered a mental health evaluation. Let me cut you the time.
Yeah, we'll save you the money. We'll save you the money.
Lights are on.
He's crazy.
Nobody's home.
Are the lights even on,
no,
Sam?
No, you can't let him out.
They're flickering.
Also,
his bond was set at $100,000.
Oh, God, that's low. That is low. He's from Mississippi. I'm not making a comment about that. I'm just saying he happens to be from Mississippi. That's odd because he crashed through the gate in, was it Malibu where she lives?
Yeah, I think so.
It ain't Mississippi.
What are you trying to say?
He drove a long way to get to her.
He's married to her.
Right.
He's going to see his wife.
He's like, the song said, I'll be there for you. Here I am. Gate ain't going to open itself.
Okay.
You there, Rachel? Rachel?
Her name's not Rachel.
God, what? Oh, he thinks it is.
I understand. Understand. I did not know that the NHL had put a team in Salt Lake City, but apparently they have. And they have announced the name of their mascot. They will be the Utah Mammoth. Utah Mammoth.
Mammoth, like the woolly mammoth.
Is there any other kind?
I don't know.
The Utah Mammoth.
Is there a naked mammoth? Their logo is awesome.
What is it?
Well, it's a mammoth, but look it up.
All
it
right.
is sweet.
I heard Dan laugh. Well, it's a mammoth. Looks like a mammoth.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Think of a very angry elephant.
Oh, that is a cool mascot.
With tusks. Almost looks like a jungle cat.
It looks like the Jacksonville Jaguars became a mammoth.
Yeah.
I'd buy a t-shirt with that on it.
That is cool. Huh.
All right, speaking of sports, I've got another documentary. I'm sorry, I'm obsessed. I don't know what it is with me and octopuses, but I am going to go to the Kansas City Zoo and get to the bottom of it.
Octopods.
There is a documentary out there, and Tracy Morgan is part of it, of 30 Rock fame, of SNL fame. He is apparently an octopus nut, you guys. Did you know there is one octopus that has correctly predicted the winners going up to the World Cup for like the last 8 years? They put the little Spain flag on the left and they put the little, you know what, German flag on the right. And every single time this octopus predicts the winner of the World Cup. I believe it's called Octopus. It is on Netflix. Tracy Morgan's in it. It is outstanding.
You're kidding, right?
No, I am being dead serious. They're smart.
They are very smart. And they can fit into a hole about that size.
Yeah.
Quick break for the news. Dan Weinbaum has that coming your way in exactly 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.